I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Trump doesn't know King or Lewis. Donald Trump blasted civil rights legend John Lewis on Twitter after Lewis claimed the president-elect was not legitimate. Conan O'Brien has something to say about the tweets on MLK Day. Seth Meyers calls out Trump for a could-it-be-racist assumption about Lewis's district. Stephen Colbert and Trevor Noah tell us why it's kind of odd for Trump to accuse Lewis of being all talk and no action. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Over the weekend, Donald Trump sent out angry tweets blasting civil rights legend John Lewis. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess we all celebrate Martin Luther King Day differently, I think.
Donald Trump tweeted about Martin Luther King Jr. this morning, saying people should celebrate, quote, all the many wonderful things that he stood for. He then quickly logged off before anyone asked him to name one. He was a doctor. So, medicine.
Now, to be fair, Congressman Lewis kind of started it when he appeared on The Goatee Report with Chuck Todd and said this.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You do not consider him a legitimate president. Why is that?
I think the Russians participated in helping this man get elected.
Strong words. Strong, accurate words. In response to this opinion, Trump tweeted, Congressman Lewis should spend more time on fixing and helping his district, which is in horrible shape and falling apart, not to mention crime-infested, rather than falsely complaining about the election results. All talk, 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 no action or results. Sad. Yes. Well said. John Lewis is all talk, talk, talk. Unlike a real leader like Trump, who's all tweet, tweet, tweet. So Trump.
I'm sorry, what? All talk, no action? You're calling a civil rights hero who marched in Selma with Martin Luther King Jr. all talk, no action? Saying John Lewis isn't the man of action is like me saying Donald Trump is all tax returns, no tweets.
And if you're wondering if it's racist to assume Lewis's district is, quote, crime-infested and falling apart just because he's black, the answer is a hard yes. But of course, as usual, Trump isn't even being consistent. He felt a little differently about Lewis's district, which includes most of Atlanta, back in 2006 when he wanted to build a high-rise there, saying, quote, it's a great location in a great city. I've loved Atlanta for years. I guess I'm not surprised. Trump changes positions more often than a porn star with a bad back. Switch. Let me switch. You go, and then come around.
This man got his head beaten in on multiple occasions by racist policemen who were trying to silence him and what he was doing. That is action. I'm not gonna front. If you smashed me over the head, I would seriously reconsider whatever issue I was fighting for. I'd be like, I'm sitting in the front. Blap! You know what? The back's cooler anyway. It's where all the cool kids are.
So Trump spent the Martin Luther King weekend attacking a civil rights leader who marched and was beaten with Dr. King. What's he gonna do on Easter? Loser Jesus dead for 3 days. Then we're supposed to believe he just wakes up. Fake news. I like gods who don't die. Where's the rebirth certificate? I don't get it.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.